Welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman, the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers and podcasters that is capturing the heart of America. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And our guest today is Janet Burstein, who in 2009, was a newly separated stay-at-home mom in her early 40s with no money, career, or education. And today, she's an Ivy League graduate, owns one of Philadelphia's most successful professional organizing companies, and is one of only 400 board-certified professional organizers worldwide. And Janet's going to share her story of how sheer determination and hard work can ensure financial freedom while maintaining a healthy work-life balance. So welcome, Janet.
Thank you, Stacey. Thanks so much for having me today.
It's our pleasure. And I know you really want to talk to those women in their early 20s, 30s that are contemplating being a stay-at-home mom and maybe giving up their dream to be at home. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, what that decision was like for you, and then what you know now that you wish you knew then that you want to pass along to those women.
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, I think there are two things that probably stand out for me if you're going to ask me what I wish I'd known then and instead of what I know now. And I guess the first thing would be I wish I'd known how important it was to complete my education in my early 20s, because it's definitely a lot harder in your 40s. In our 20s, we don't usually have any other responsibilities other than ourselves. But in our 40s, if we have a couple of kids, it's a very different scenario. And our time to focus on ourselves is definitely more limited. So completing our education early also gives us more years to pay back those student loans without having any other financial demands that we normally have in our 30s and 40s. But not only that, I wish I'd known how crucial it was going to be for me to be able to fully support myself. I don't think anyone ever expects to get divorced, but if it should happen to you and you spent the last 10 or 20 years being a stay-at-home mom, as was my situation, and you were helping your husband's career and volunteering in the many different activities that our kids are involved in, I think we potentially put ourselves in an extremely precarious position. I think it's a wonderful privilege to stay home and raise our kids, but I've now seen too many women completely dependent on their husband's income who consequently are either unable to get out of an unhealthy marriage because they can't support themselves or find themselves in severe financial hardship if their husbands leave.
Right. So you're basically giving yourself no shot if anything happens. Yeah, no skills,
exactly.
No anything. Well, of course you have skills, but training, education, money, you don't have any of your own. So I absolutely think that is a great message to get out there. And how did you, in that position, turn your life around in such a short time? I mean, that was 2009, that was 4 years ago, and all of a sudden you're, you know, you're tearing it up in Philadelphia.
I tell people that divorce is absolutely not for the faint of heart. It can be emotionally debilitating. And when I first separated, I think I had a choice to either let the stress of my circumstances get the better of me or to focus on building a new life for myself. I truly believe that anger, bitterness, and negativity can totally drain us of our physical and mental energy. So I decided to invest my emotional energy on the positive. At that time, 4 years ago, I was in school full time and trying to get the business established, so it definitely wasn't easy. But I was willing to make some big sacrifices, I think, and one being my standard of living, which dropped significantly. But I was willing to work really hard, focus on the positive, and do whatever it would take to support myself. I also wanted to model resilience for my daughters and show them that it doesn't matter what life throws at them, they should never be afraid of facing challenging circumstances.
And now, can a career mom, which is what you've turned into, right? A career mom,
yes.
Really have it all, be, you know, awesome for their kids, there for what their needs are, and then also be achieving for themselves?
Wow. Well, if we're talking about having a successful full-time career, well, married, raising children, maintaining an immaculate home, and doing it all yourself, then no. I think something has got to give. And I think many of us would benefit from coming to terms with the fact that we can't do everything, that we need to lower our own personal expectations and standards. The smartest women I see are the ones who put a healthy support system in place. And they're living smarter by using external resources instead of trying to do everything themselves.
And, you know, being a professional organizer, it's got to be easier if you have everything organized, right? I mean, you know, it might be
yes.
good, it's easy for you. You know how to organize everything, put everything in its place. And I think that can be a metaphor for life, right? I mean, yeah, sure, you do it at home, in your
yeah.
home where you live, but also in your life overall. Everything has to have its place. Keep everything mm-hmm. organized. You know where to find it when you need it.
Correct.
Right? I mean, that's. I think it would be a lot easier to tackle all of this stuff if you are organized, of course, at home, but also just in yourself.
Right. There is no question about that, that the more organized you are, the more productive you're going to be. That's for sure. But on top of that, I think that we also need a healthy work-life balance in our lives. And I think as women and moms that we're generally really good and excel at prioritizing everyone else's needs, which, if not balanced, can lead to burnout, resentment, and fatigue. And I think most of us get up every day and we hit the ground running, right? But we need to be realistic and we need a plan. Because we just take on too much and we have too many demands on our time. So I always like to say we need to take control of our time instead of time controlling us.
Okay, great. Now, do you have any other tips to leave with our listeners?
Well, yes, I do. I've got quite a few, but let me limit it to probably just three today. There are three things that I always like to tell my clients. And I always say that less is more. So the less we have in our homes, the more organized we're going to be, the more productive we're going to be, the more time we're going to have. So you're no longer wasting time looking for things because your home is no longer cluttered. So that's like rule number one. And then I also say, if you don't love it, need it, or use it, then it doesn't deserve a place in your home. So I think a lot of us become too attached to things and we have too much. So that's a mantra that I'm usually saying to my clients over and over again. And for those who have a difficult time letting things go, I usually say, if you keep everything, then nothing is special. Because for some people, it is definitely harder than for others to let things go. And I always recommend set aside some time to go through your home and let go of everything you no longer need, use, or love. And then allocate a home for every item. And then establish a maintenance routine so everything stays in place. So this is definitely going to take a large investment of time. And you may also need to schedule organizing sessions with yourself over weeks or months, but the rewards are definitely so worth it. And if decluttering and organizing in areas that you actually really struggle with, then definitely consider hiring a professional organizer. Because a good professional organizer can truly make the difference in your everyday quality of life.
And then you'll be able to have that work-life balance a little bit easier, maybe, if everything else is organized for you already.
That is definitely the goal, yes.
Well, wonderful. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you, Janet, for coming on with us today. And all of our listeners can learn more about Janet Bernstein, board-certified professional organizer and owner of Janet Bernstein Organizers, based in Philadelphia. You can do so at her website, JB, as in boy, or in Bernstein, organizers.com. That's JBorganizers.com. Thanks again, Janet.
Well, thank you, Stacey. Thanks so much for having me today.
And this podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm, Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Jennings Wire is capturing the heart of America with its rich community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers and podcasters, please visit JenningsMeyer.com and discover the blogger that is just right for you. Till next time.